again. Hope you enjoy my videos. Do you enjoy my videos? There's my little vulnerable part. Do you enjoy my videos? Or just waste my time recording into this thing, talking to nobody? I want to talk to you about vulnerability today. I'm a mindset reset expert. I know everything there is to know about the brain. Well, pretty much. I know a lot. I know a lot more than most, let's put it that way. I definitely know what's going on in your brain. Maybe not mine, because my deep structures of my brain, somebody else has to tap into to help me with. But actually, I tell you the thing I do know is vulnerability. And I want to talk about vulnerability, not from a you should go and do it and be it. And I'm sure you'll have heard me talk about this. But actually, the vulnerabilities you have when you don't have any boundaries. And I'm going to talk this week about boundaries, because boundaries are really, really important. As a coach, we're taught them as a code of conduct. We have to have certain boundaries to keep us safe, to keep clients safe, to help us enjoy life, to help us feel respected and valued. And so do you. So this isn't just a coach's code of conduct. It should be you, and especially you in business, because otherwise what happens is you will get taken advantage of. I'm sure you know what I mean. I mean the time where you know the person really, really needs what you do, whether it's a product or service, and they're really good at negotiating, because maybe they've been trained by me, and they manage to get you to literally give it to them for free. And the reason being is because you want to help people, because the reason you started your business was to help people. Most of my clients are not in business to make shitloads of money. They're not. They want to earn good money. They want to earn good money to prove they can be successful. They want to earn it to do the things they want to do. But most of them want to make a massive impact and feel good about the satisfaction and fulfillment they have from that business that they've created. I know you're listening to thinking, yes, Vivian, I want all of those things. That's why I talk about income and impact, fulfillment, satisfaction, steadiness, certainty. These are all the things that your brain is craving. And to do this, you have to have boundaries. You have to have boundaries on how you earn money, i.e. this is my lowest I go to, and actually this is what I really need to achieve, and I'm going to stay certain to my own boundary. What boundaries are you staying certain to? We also have to have boundaries around how we spend money. This has always been a bit of a thing for me. I'm a bit compulsive, to say the least. Well, some of my money background, which I'm sure you'll have heard or seen or read in my book, my money boundaries were always like, I didn't learn them well. My parents didn't have any, so consequently, neither did I. So I've had to teach myself to adult with money. And occasionally, I still have a little blip. Bought 7 wedding dresses, that's all I'm going to say. Financially, not my best decision, but my God, I had great fun. It was a great personal journey buying 7 wedding dresses. In fact, somebody told me I should write a book. But no, a boundary person probably wouldn't buy 7 wedding dresses. They would say, I've got this budget, I'm going to go and find the best dress for this in the right amount of time and buy it. Me, now I said, I'm booking my wedding. Yeah, I can do it all in 5 months. Of course I can. No, you can't, Vivian, because you have to pre-order dresses. So then I was down to ordering samples, and as a plus size girl, ordering samples, buying samples, I didn't want to miss out. So there's a whole load of emotion around that. So I was a bit unbounded. Is that a word? Unbounded. Had no boundaries, basically. I was just like, do you know what? It's my wedding. I managed to tell myself all sorts of stories around why I should spend that sort of money. Where are your boundaries, Vivian? Well, I found them before dress 8. So this is good news, right? And I did sell them, in case you're wondering the end of that story. I wore 2 of them on the wedding day, 11/11/21, and I sold them. In fact, I even sold the ones I wore. And I actually made money out of them, quite a few. So anyway, it all worked out well. That's my business brain. But I want to know what your boundaries are. What are your boundaries? And if you don't have any, please let me help you get some, because otherwise, whatever happens, you're either going to feel put on, put out, trodden on, overlooked, because we like boundary people. They show high credibility. When someone comes to me and says, your mastermind, what, it's £1,000 for 6 months? I say, yep. And say, oh, I haven't really got that. So, well, let me know when you can join my academy, which is a much, much more, you know, much cheaper offering, for want of a better description. And maybe we can help you get to that stage where you are earning that sort of money, because actually maybe you're not at the right level to be in that product yet, in that program, in that container, as the coaches call it. So I have to have very strong boundaries. It'd be easy to me to say, oh, okay, I'll do it for 500. Because, oh, please, please know that when someone is in a situation where they're not earning the right money for their talent and their time, it drives me nuts. And I could very easily go, oh, just come on. Let me tell you, the few times I have done this, and this is how I learned very hard way, it's always backfired. And I've always felt like shit. So years ago, in 2015, in fact, one of my banners, actually not this one, my first ever event, and a woman desperately needed coaching. She desperately needed something. She was in a real bad space. She's a photographer. And I said to her, I really feel for you. Why don't you come along to the event anyway? It was £25. That's how much I used to sell my event for back in the day. Bargain, eh? £25. And she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you. I'm really grateful. Did she come? No, you're shaking your head and saying no to the screen. I know you are. No, she didn't come. And in fact, she has consistently come to free stuff of mine and never invested in herself. Now, this is really hard for me because I work on money mindset and I know, oh God, do I know what it's like to not have a good money mindset or believe you're worth it. And then I would do anything to help this woman. But you know what? She has to help herself. I can't keep offering things to her for free and her not show up for herself. It's not even about the money. It's about a commitment. You see, where cash is, there's commitment. So these are the kind of boundaries you need to have in place. And if you haven't, then let me know and I'll be happy to help you put them in place.